your Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government says barring President Hichilema from Lungu's funeral treasonous. Government urged to apologize to Lungu family over funeral impasse. And Burundi's ruling party wins every seat in poll as rivals say democracy killed. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Vice President Mtalina Lumango says there is no state funeral without the current head of state, describing suggestions that President Hakainde Hichilema should not come near the funeral of the former late President Edgar Lungu treasonous. Mrs. Nalumango has also called on the opposition Patriotic Front PF not to turn late former president's funeral into a political and national acrimony, but instead to allow both the family and the nation to mourn in peace. Responding to a question in Parliament today from Matero Member of Parliament Mal Sampa on whether government will respect the Lungu family's reported request for President Hichilema to keep his distance from the funeral, Mrs. Nalumango urged the opposition to stop inflicting more pain on the bereaved family, but to take responsibility in addressing the issues relating to the funeral. He was the only surviving former president and the nation needed him, said Mrs. Nalumango. She further stressed that government is still in consultations with the Lungu family on the way forward.
There was no alternative president. There was no parallel government. Like they want to put it, that they can have a state funeral without the head of state. Is that not treasonous? You want to remove the head of state? Please, colleagues, this is a serious matter. Let us allow. If you are not mourning now, I don't know when you shall mourn for this man.
Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed disappointment over President Hakainde Hichilema's recent national address, saying it lacked a clear roadmap on funeral arrangements for the late former President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Mianda described the speech as delayed, suggesting it appeared to have been delivered under public pressure rather than proactive leadership. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said the address should have come immediately after the nation received news of President Lungu's passing. Delivering a speech after 7 days leaves much to be desired, and it raises questions, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda believes that an earlier response from the president could have helped prevent the current divisions and misunderstandings surrounding the funeral proceedings.
I hope the president meant business by giving that pronouncement. We need things to be done practically. When we say we need peace, we need actually to show some kind of love, some kind of unity in the country. That should be seen being done practically by every well-meaning Zambian. And the president should be at the helm of it, because he's the father of the nation.
Chairperson of the Organizing Committee on the Declaration of Zambia as a Christian Nation, Billy Mfula, has urged government to apologize to the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu if progress is to be made on the funeral arrangements. Bishop Mfula said there is a clear indication of unresolved tension between government and the Lungu family, which must be addressed through humility and reconciliation. He said this when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program on the topic, Role of the Church in National Dialogue. The government must apologize to the Lungu family, and in the same spirit, the church also urges the Lungu family to forgive the government for any grievances they may hold, said Bishop Mfula. He emphasized the need for both parties to look at the bigger picture, noting that Mr. Lungu was a national asset despite his return to active politics.
Apologizing, saying sorry to each other is biblical. It's Christian. None of us is perfect. So where we know as government we didn't do the right thing, let's get to offer an apology. That's very important. Yeah, for this that we didn't do right, the grievances that you now feel, we apologize. Maybe we didn't show the concern we needed to. We didn't do what we misinterpreted a few things, landed us to where we are now. We apologize for this. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Advocacy for Child Jesus Executive Director Josephat Njovu has urged all stakeholders to maintain peace and unity during the national mourning period for the late former President Edgar Lungu in order to protect Zambia's children, whom he described as the nation's future leaders. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Njovu stressed the need for child-focused safeguarding measures, noting that national challenges should not negatively impact the well-being of children. He emphasized that promoting peace and a united national spirit is critical to securing the future of the country by ensuring that children's rights, safety and emotional well-being are prioritized. Stakeholders must be mindful of the language they use during this difficult time. It should be constructive and uplifting to inspire and reassure children, said Mr. Njovu.
Everybody else needs to know that we have an obligation, we have a mandate, especially as adults, to make sure that we protect children and also be there. What is also important for us also to embrace the safeguarding protocols for children, those children that are passing or unattended, or unmanaged children that are passing through our streets, make sure that we are there for them, help them and protect them, and they should not be victimized.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
Good afternoon from Unibond Radio Station, updating on the business as usual on a Friday, the 13th of June. And of course, trading two stock markets, 8840, that is a FTSE 100, Dow Jones on 42517. The Osaka Stock Exchange of the 21 shares listed on 2473.16. I've seen a little reduction in volumes, but I've seen at least 20 listed companies that have transacted on that one, rather traded on that one. Now, for the other business, currency 1.35 is the pound, 1.15 the euro, 0.64 Australian dollar, 7.19 that is Chinese 1.86.07 that is South Africa, Indian rupee, South African rand 17.94. I take you to T-bills. Treasury bills results are out. I've just checked in, well subscribed this week. The government was looking for 2,200,000,000 and oversubscribed by subscribed to 2,610,000,000 kwacha, and they just cherry picked on 2,362.41. I would assume they're trying to cover the negativity they had last week. And on the gold level, 3,422 an ounce. I take you to the commodity side, it's 440. That is, give you corn, 9,341. Believe it or not, cocoa lovers, a ton international market. And 5,32 is the wheat, 1,009. Soybeans, 9,585. That is copper price, per ton international market. And 15,160. That is nickel. The bad info I have for is a Brent crude oil. Brent crude oil has jumped from $64 to $74 a barrel, and of course 73.07. So it goes that way. Be mindful, palm price is gonna go up. Not well received early this month. And it's to do with the Iran attack. I believe Israel attacking Iran at the past, I'd say 18 hours. That has not affected this particular one. Now on the Quite a good news for you. The IMF deal must be helping us, and the Quachas appreciated. Believe it or not, 24.16 buying and 24.65 Stanbic Bank selling. APSA same level, and I've seen FNB 24.35 and selling at 24.68. Enjoy your lunch as the Quacha appreciates. To trade below 24.10, buy selling 24.60. We're still going down. Enjoy your lunch. And until weekend, it's bye-bye.
In African news, the ruling party in Burundi has won all 100 seats in a parliamentary election that the opposition says has killed democracy in the Central African state. Given the provisional results for last week's poll, Electoral Commission head Prosper Toharamie said the CNDD-FDD party secured more than 86% of the votes in all provinces. The election had seen only some minor irregularities, he added. The opposition Oprona party came second with a little over 1% of the vote. Coming up shortly, Hossein Salami, Iran's Revolutionary Guards chief, killed by Israel. This and more. Stay tuned.
My hands have always experienced the heavy painful loads of water and holding up firewood on my head, but never the opportunity to sit in class and hold a book.